Welcome to the new and improved Training Unleashed podcast. Don't worry, it's the same podcast you know and love, just with a fresh coat of paint. We're brought to you by the Learning Network, where traditional and digital learning is made possible. Now, get ready for another exciting episode with your host, Evan Hackle.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting edition of Training Unleashed. I want to first thank my sponsors, C-Suite TV and Radio. You are fabulous sponsors. I really appreciate it. I have Herb Cogliano with Aspire Growth Advisors with us today. And Herb is a really interesting man. And before we get going, he's about to do an Ironman. And it's his first Ironman. And for those that are listening, he's not the youngest of guys, not too old, but he's not the youngest of guys. What inspired you to do an Ironman?
Yeah, first of all, thank you, Evan. Great to be here. My son, my 30-year-old son, finished an Ironman about 6 months ago. I watched him and many other people finish the race. And I said, I need to do this with my son. It will be a great experience. And I signed up.
Wow, that's great. How much more time do you have? When's your race? And don't give a date because that won't help anybody. But is it like 2 months out or 3 months out?
September. September. Okay.
So we are about seven months out. And are you on schedule?
7 days a week on schedule, swim, bike, run. It's been exciting. It's been challenging, but I love it.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm sure it will be a great experience, a great bonding with your son. So let's take this experience for a second, because the audience doesn't know, but I know that Herb is an expert in helping businesses execute their dreams and vision. So can you apply your business philosophy are going to be successful in your Ironman?
So I always wanted to grow a great company, a BHAG. The Ironman was my BHAG. And I wanted to do it with people that I cared about, my son personally, my employees in my office. And yet I didn't know how I was going to get there. So the Ironman has coaching and education and workouts, and building a company has education and coaching and certain programs that help me do that. Very similar, takes a lot of discipline and focus.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So what is the key for successful businesses? Because you work with a lot of them, you consult with a lot of them, you help a lot of them. What are the key differentiators that make a business successful?
I don't know if I can give that a short answer, but ideally, it's an owner in their team that has a purpose that is very compelling, that we define an amazing BHAG, like serving children or serving helpful, needed things. And we have a roadmap that helps us deliver that to the world in a productive and profitable way.
So you use this term BHAG, and I know what a BHAG is, but not all of our listeners know what a BHAG is. So why don't you take a moment and tell everyone what a BHAG is?
Yeah, so Jim Collins, in his book, talks about a big, hairy, audacious goal. A simple example is President Kennedy said in the 1960s, we're going to put a man on the moon, and nobody on Earth had a clue how we were going to do that. And yet they figured it out together over time and did something that was truly impossible at that current time.
So why don't we take a moment here and let's pretend we have a company, right? You know, and you're meeting this company for the first time. What are the things as a consultant slash coach that you're going to want to know about that company before you even start working with them?
Yeah, I think you nailed it a couple of moments ago. What is their why? I had a prospect tell me they just wanted to hit a revenue number, 11 million. And I said, great, why? He didn't know why. And if you don't know your why, you're not going to walk through the fire and do all the hard work when it hits you to really actualize that goal. So it's the strength of the why that's really important.
And my experience is that most people don't know their why. They have a why. They just don't know what it is. How do you get someone to tell you their why?
We talk through what's important to you. If you could achieve that number, who are you doing it for? Family, fellow workers, community? And by asking and prompting, you elicit it out of them, and then they start to connect the dot and it gains momentum.
Yeah.
And that's an important piece.
Now, because this is a training podcast, and I always like to bring it back to training.
Yep.
Let's just say for a second the company has their why, okay? Whether you helped them figure it out or they had it, doesn't matter really. How does a company train on their why? How do they take that why and bring it to the employees and maybe bring it to their customers, et cetera?
I want to mention values with your why, because I can have a strong purpose, a why, but I want to recruit like-minded people that share my love of that purpose, but also behave in a way which is really exciting to work with. Have you ever had a great invention, but an awful group of people working around you and it just makes it miserable? So it's important to have people that align to that why, but share your values together. You're energized to bring this why to life. And I've seen companies that were dysfunctional, that didn't have a good hiring method. The owner was just miserable, but he had a great product. He just didn't have the right team to bring that purpose to life. And so we needed to work on that.
So what I'm hearing is it's incredibly important to have, to hire people that are like-minded, share similar values, to take your staff and teach them, explain to them, train them on those values.
Yes.
So that everyone's sort of focusing together.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, that is super. And one of the things I like about your work, because I know a little about your work, but the audience doesn't know about your work, is clarity. So do you want to just take a moment and talk about the importance of clarity and everyone sort of knowing what's going on?
Yeah. Do people know what the priorities are for the business, for their department, and for themselves? Everyone's running around, flavor of the day, shiny objects. But at the end of the day, are you clear on what the priorities are to achieve our success? And most companies are not. So we help managers identify what are the most important priorities for the year, for the quarter, for their team, and for themselves. And when they do that, it's amazing the drama levels go down in the company. People engagement goes up. People are more successful and they're more recognized because of their great work.
Yeah.
And it's not a hard thing to do. It's just most people don't do it.
So Herb, we don't need the actual company name.
Sure.
Could you share maybe a case study of, hey, this is what I found. This is what I learned. This is what we did kind of format.
Yeah.
And then the results.
Great story. Have a wonderful client. They're in professional services. They were working extremely hard. We got to the quarterly planning. Their revenue was off, but they were working hard. People were feeling burnt out. And I said, why is that happening? We talked about the data. We found in the data that they were working really hard, but they weren't getting billable hours. Their projects were overrun. They had no billable hours left, but they still needed to complete the work. So they were all burnt out. Revenue was low. And that's just one quick example how we changed everybody and focused on get the billable hours current, and then we'll get the business back moving in the right direction. And they did. And it turned out great.
And what was the process of how you figured that out? how you solve the underlying issue they had.
Yeah, I want to give credit to the leadership team because I said, "Where? Tell me in the data why this happened." So we looked at revenue. We started to look at project completion, on-time completion. We started to look at weekly billable project levels. And they connected the dots and said, the majority of our projects are over the billable hours and we can't charge anymore. And once that light went off for them, they went into, we're going to do a backlog, get all the projects current, prioritize, and then move forward on billable stuff. They just needed
because what I'm listening to you, what I'm hearing is a company that didn't estimate their projects properly. Was it that, or was it that they were inefficient in actually doing the projects?
They were executing poorly, and they needed to also be better at more timely reporting and reviewing their execution performance.
Yeah.
Those were the two things.
So, interesting story. What types of training things did they do, if they did any? I'm presuming, because I'm a big believer in training.
Yeah.
What helped them make this change reality?
Well, they had a very sophisticated reporting system, and not everybody was trained on the use of that. So they actually did a training on the reporting methodology, and I'm not an expert at anything like that, but they were, and they went in and figured out how to get the right information at the right time.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting as you sit here and you talk about that, what comes in my head is at our company, the Learning Network, we are a merger of six training companies, right? So the goal was to take the best practices from each, but we all had to learn the other technology if what they were using wasn't the right technology because somebody else had a better piece of technology. The five companies that weren't using that technology all now had to learn it. And it was a very big part of what we did for our future success. So, you know, training on the tools, which is really what you're describing, is really critical.
Yep.
So, Herb, I've heard you say the why is so important about 8 times, which is perfect because I'm a big believer in the why. I think having a vision and purpose, which is really what you're talking about, is critical.
Mm-hmm.
What is your personal business why?
Simply unleashing potential. When I look at a leader, an owner, a leadership team, I see potential. And you want to meet them where they're up. I'll give you an example. I have several clients that came to me. Their culture was in dysfunction, turnover, sales were flat, but they were good people. Several of them within 20 to 30 months became best places to work, where I'm so proud of them building a great culture, and became an Inc. 5000 fastest growing company in a very short period of time. So these people, if you met them before, were running a company for 10 years, just kind of moving on at an average pace with a little bit of focus, the right platform, a little bit of coaching, completely different result, but now a changed person, a trained and developed person. And that I'm very proud of them for the work they did.
You know, I can hear it in your voice, right? And I bet people listening are wondering how we could have that for ourselves.
Sure.
And maybe interested in learning more about what you're doing. And so I think now would be a great time maybe for you to share with the audience, you know, a little bit about yourself and your business and who are the types of clients you like working with, so that people that are interested could get a hold of you.
Yeah. Simplest thing to do is just go to my website, aspiregrowthadvisors.com. I work with mid-market business owners and their senior leadership team. These people are looking to minimally double their company in growth every 3 to 5 years. They're very focused on professional and personal education and development for them and their team. And they're also interested in leaving a legacy and making an impact. Their work to them makes a difference. They're not just looking to scale and sell, although some may, but they're very focused on helping their people. And those people are my favorite clients.
So you're really looking for people that don't want to just tweak what they got. You're looking for people that want to like double their business every 3 to 5 years and really be highly growth focused.
Yes.
Yeah.
Evan, you know what I learned running our companies for 33 years? I was nervous about losing the A players. It took me so long to recruit and get. But what I learned about A players, they want a bigger future too. So if I cannot create a company that's a growth vehicle, I will not keep A players over the long term. And growth is the vehicle that gives them better career advancement, more opportunities, more pay, more benefits. And for that simple reason, I joined Scaling Up. Bigger futures, keeping the best people. Growth has always been, growth done the right way has always been the best vehicle to do that.
You know, I love the fact that we can all hear and feel your passion for your why. You stated your why and you live your why. And that's really impressive. I'd love to have you reshare your website because most people are listening.
Okay.
People, by the way, can go to trainingunleash.net and can see a blurb and website, everything right there. But share your website. And I also know you have an offer. And if you could share that offer, that'd be awesome.
So go to Aspire Growth Advisors with an S.com. I have a free offer for any person that wants to determine their scaling up business readiness for their company. There's a link right there. You take that assessment and you'll get a score and it will tell you what your gaps are to scaling your company to the next level.
So this assessment tool, if I understand this, is going to help somebody really look at their company and examine it and understand where their weaknesses and opportunities are.
Yes. And for those that want to talk further, if they want me to review the findings with them and help them interpret the results, happy to do that as part of the complimentary offering for your listeners today.
Well, it sounds like a really cool offer because even if you weren't interested in what Herb has to say, just to look at and think about the questions would be powerful. So Herb, as you know, and our listeners for sure know, we always end with, if you had one piece of advice, what would that one piece of advice be?
Implement the 10 Rockefeller habits. Evan, you mentioned them at the beginning around scaling up work. The 10 Rockefeller habits enable you to scale your company simpler and easier. And I want that for every leadership team.
Yeah. And for our younger audience, John D. Rockefeller was by far the most successful businessman ever in the history of the world. And his principles are transcendent and valid as much today as they've ever been. He actually had and controlled a company that was worth 10% of the GDP of this whole country, which we have people that have Apple, you know, Microsoft, these are big companies. In comparison to domination, they are nothing compared to John D. Rockefeller. Herb, you've been great as a guest. I want to again thank my sponsor, C-Suite TV and Radio. And of course, my biggest thanks to my listeners. Without you, we wouldn't have a show. Thank you all very, very much.
And thank you, Evan. It's a pleasure being your guest here today as well.
Happy to have you.
Thank you for listening to the Training Unleashed podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to like, share, and rate the podcast. This helps us get to more ears. Be sure to follow us on wherever you get your podcasts as we release new episodes every Wednesday. You can also watch the VOD of the podcast every Friday on YouTube at the Training Unleashed Network. That's youtube.com/Training Unleashed Network. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.